Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Teen arrested after gun threat reported at Fishing Lake. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 17-year-old boy was arrested Sunday night after allegedly pointing a gun at another teen at Dalby Memorial Park, commonly known as the Fishing Lake. Gillette Police Captain Eric Voss says the incident happened around 8 p.m. A 16-year-old boy told officers he was sitting in the Fishing Lake parking lot in a 1991 Chevrolet when a 17-year-old driving a 2018 Jeep pulled in. The teens recognized each other and the 16-year-old attempted to flag the Jeep down by yelling. The Jeep initially drove away but then returned to the parking lot. Police say the 17-year-old then pointed a handgun out the window at the 16-year-old and his passenger and made verbal threats before leaving the area. Officers later located the Jeep, conducted a traffic stop, and recovered a handgun and ammunition during a search. Investigators also found text messages exchanged between the two groups that corroborated the report. The 17-year-old was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault. The investigation into the incident remains ongoing. Law enforcement pushes back on proposed changes to Wyoming gun law. Wyoming law enforcement officers filled a Senate committee room this week to oppose proposed changes to the state's Second Amendment Protection Act, commonly known as SAPA. Twin measures, House Bill 130 and Senate File 101, would add $50,000 civil penalties per violation against agencies accused of enforcing certain federal gun directives and expand enforcement restrictions inside Wyoming. According to Cowboy State Daily, supporters, including Wyoming gun owners, say the changes are needed to guard against potential federal overreach. But sheriffs and police leaders across the state, including concerns previously raised by Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny, argue the bills could create legal ambiguity, expose officers and agencies to lawsuits, and threaten federal partnerships with agencies like the FBI and Homeland Security. Earlier this month, all 23 Wyoming sheriffs signed a letter opposing the proposals. For Campbell County, the concern is practical. Local deputies routinely work with federal partners on drug investigations, violent crime cases, and human trafficking operations. Law enforcement leaders warned that expanded penalties or unclear language could force agencies to reconsider participation in joint task forces, potentially limiting access to federal resources and intelligence. In response to those concerns, lawmakers amended House Bill 130 in committee, reinstating key language and removing provisions that would have allowed private lawsuits. Some law enforcement officials now say the version may be workable. Senate File 101, however, remains largely unchanged and continues moving through the legislature. Both bills must clear additional votes before heading to Governor Mark Gordon, who vetoed a similar proposal last year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.